kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Today we have Melbourne's very own young and talented film director Matthew Victor Pastor. Hi, Matthew. How are you?
Hello, I'm great. In isolation today, as yesterday and in the next upcoming days, I'm great.
Okay. How are you since the pandemic? What keeps you busy while staying at home?
What keeps me busy? Actually, I will say this. I look forward to grocery shopping these days. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to add that because most of my days are a routine in the house. And that's one of the only things I have to look forward to. Keeping me busy is working out, playing Nintendo Switch, and mostly Animal Crossing, and an old game called Final Fantasy VIII. And the most important thing I do though, as I was introduced as a filmmaker, I do editing and post production on the films that were in production. So yeah.
Even at home, you're still doing a lot of things, and you're now working on three films, which links to real and timely happenings around the world. Tell me a little background of every film. What's being touched in every film?
In Heaven They Sing Karaoke is the story of an undocumented Filipino, or TNT, living in Australia. He's desperate for his love of his life, Dulcie, who is in the Philippines. So he asks his best friend to marry her into Australia on a spouse visa. And, the best man at his lover's wedding, he resorts to illegal activities and passes the point of no return. You get to survive. So it's a drama, a melodrama. Throw back to the old school type of 80s melodrama. So that's a feature film, and we're still editing that. Today's Woes Only Yesterday is a film set in March 2020. Libra looks down from the rooftop of a tall building as a worldwide catastrophic event unfolds. Told in snapshots of the past, we see the youthful, beautiful, yet fragile existence of her and her friends and lovers before their lives are changed forever. So we actually were making that during this whole situation that's going to unfold. And it's starring international students mostly in the production. The last film is Neon Ocean, which is also a feature. This is a feature film. That's a working title, so it's not fully titled. And the synopsis is in Melbourne, Australia, in the not-too-distant future, Mandy struggles in her final year of high school while her parents go through a divorce. With no memories of the Philippines, she laments the possibility of visiting the motherland.
Today's Woes Only Yesterday was actually a change of pace for you in terms of filmmaking. Is that correct?
Definitely a change of pace, yeah.
Why do you say that?
Because I think we need a lot of empathy in this time. And I tend to take a pencil to the jugular with my work, generally. I think I'm righteous in my anger, and I make films in that kind of tone. And I think with today's Woes Only Yesterday, which is not finished yet, actually, because we were filming it during this time, all the way up until lockdown, the full lockdown happened. So we filmed as much as we could until the very end. Yeah, it's just that we need empathy in this time. It's quite, there's a lot of beautiful people in this world that are going through things, and they're not always the people that are focused on in the Australian landscape of not only film and even the diversity conversation in film, but also just in Australia.
Because I had a sneak peek. I love what was written in the last part. It's dedicated to all who made a home and had to leave. I felt like it left something in me because, I can relate to that.
It's funny because what I showed you is a rough cut, a work in progress. It has, because it's not finished, but it's interesting that it had that effect still, even though this is probably really quite a while away from being really seen. A lot of my friends, a lot of the people that are closest to me are from the migrant and international student community. And I think that that's a very universal feeling for a lot of us that have and know people that are going through this. And I hope that, yes, I know a lot of us that are aware of these types of situations. And you can read all you want news reports about this kind of thing happening. But I think until you, like with film, it has that beautiful quality that can really move an audience in a different kind of way. And that's why I think in the last shot that I'm thinking of going in that direction with it. Like you've seen the rough cut to my friends that made a home. Yeah, and had to leave.
It was beautiful. And tell me some bits and pieces of the production details. So when did you start making the film? Where and how did you shoot the scenes? Were involved in the production?
So I'll focus on today's Woes Only Yesterday, because I think that's the one right now that I'm working on most at the moment. And that production shot in Melbourne. We were shooting basically from January to March until we had to stop. We had to halt. It was co-written by myself and a Mexican actress named Lorena Zarate, who is residing in Melbourne. The team's young. Everyone involved with it is international students. Maria Cruz, Harry Kim, Maria's Filipina. Harry Kim actually had to leave during this time and back in Korea now. But you know, the main situation, and I think I wanted to stress with this production, even though I do hope we finish it eventually, is let's just hope their visas are still intact and this whole situation allows them to actually start and finish this film.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those very interesting situations. I don't think I've ever experienced anything like this where I'm in a production and then it comes to a complete halt in this way. And it's not just like, you know, the, everyone has to stop. So it's very interesting. But I think that also the story will evolve too, because what I have now is a snapshot of, you know, like a before and after almost.
When is this coming out?
Because of the way that we shot this, and we shot a lot, we've actually got a lot of footage actually already. Mm. We've got over an hour. But actually, to be honest, if had lockdown not happened, this would have been a 3-hour film. I was actually by now probably going to be, you know, starting on the third hour of filming. But because of the situation, I've had to look into the footage and decide where the production's going. And like I was saying earlier, if their visas are not, you know, yeah, if their whole situation has lapsed because of this whole situation, finances, all that, housing and living and all that, which they're all struggling with. I'm not too sure, like, when this will come out. I think a lot of film productions, I'm very fortunate that I work independently.
Yes.
And I guess I'm not really giving you a solid answer because I don't know.
That's fine, yeah. We'll watch out for that. Through the films that you make, you tell the story and plight of people from all walks of life. Why do you think it's important for the world to know their story?
Yeah, I think, yeah, like I was saying, the word I've been thinking about a lot lately was empathy. So our stories can be remembered. Our stories can be remembered, our culture be shown, and I think that these stories are so universal, I think that's why it's important. But also partly, and I've said this many times before, but I was given a talent, don't know where from, but I was given the ability to make films and the luxury to do so. And I think it would be a disservice to not do this. So this is what I do.
That's beautiful. And what do you want people to take away from the film?
Every film I make is different. This particular film, I would say these three films, and even though some are a little bit more righteous in name, but I would say what I want people to take away from them is just an understanding, sometimes inspiration too, to know that, you know, there are people out there that struggle. Making films is hard. We all know that. And I think it's interesting to see that there are these diverse stories coming out from our community, grassroots stories. That for me it's been something I've been thinking about a lot lately. I want people to take that away. Like, you can make films, you can follow your passion, even in this situation, this time where it's so, art's gonna keep people going, I think. So, yeah.
Would you like to invite our listeners to watch out for your three films? I know there's no possible dates yet.
They're all in post-production right now, and it could be a while in editing, and we've got to film more, but in terms of seeing them, a lot of film festivals are actually moving online at the moment. I just saw a big news article about it happening with even Sydney Film Festival involved with a bunch of other festivals. It's quite interesting. And although there won't be a conventional event due to, us adhering to social distancing, now I think festivals going online, you can stream at home. So look out for these films at the film festivals in the future that could be online, and then like always, I do end up, distributing the films. Now, for my previous feature film, Melodrama, Random Melbourne, it can be seen at Solar Pictures. They have a Vimeo page, and there's a small fee to see that film. So watch that one with caution. and I just wanted a shout out and thank Felina Deloso, Lilibeth Munar, Selena Yuen, Alfred Nick Dowd, Rachel Izuasola, Lorena and Feliz Navidad and everyone involved with the film.
So many good Filipino actors you have there.
Yeah. And Y.E. Rivera is my little cousin. She's actually the one that's in Neon Ocean. She's a newcomer.
Thank you, Matthew. Thank you for your time. And we appreciate you giving us a sneak preview of your upcoming films. And all the best.
Thank you so much.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.